All right, I got Daniel Cosmore here. Had a great game, 220 yards. Daniel, a little flat first half. Came out second half. Defense stepped up. Offense played well. What do you think?
Well, I think we did pretty good. Started out slow, like you said, and then we got things done.
You stuck together as a team. I love it. You know, who you got next week? Well, you're off next week. Get a little time to look at film, watch what you did and how to get better, and then you come back and play.
Southern, yeah.
Nice job tonight, Daniel. Good job. I'm proud of these boys. I'm telling you, I knew that they grew up a little bit here in this last stand, and, you know, it's hard sometimes whenever you're a young player and you're trying to learn it all and in one game. But these boys grew up a lot tonight, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah, Jimmy, you talk about that. This young team, this right here, I think is going to go way beyond any learning experience they're going to have throughout the season. To get that stop there at the end is going to be something I think they're going to look back on all season.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And you know as well as I do, like just in basketball, when you have a game like this that it can go either way, and you got young kids and they step up and pull it out, I mean, it only carries you to the next game and you know, years to come.
All right. Well, thanks, Jimmy.
Exciting way to end it. Once again, this game comes down to Philip Barber having the ball inside the 10-yard line with a chance to tie. Last year, they had a chance to win the game or tie with a field goal. And again, Tucker County comes up victorious 21-14. The next game for the Mount Lions, by the way, is going to be East Hardy, not Southern. It's East Hardy in 2 weeks. The off week will happen this week, which comes at a good time. We'll come back.